I'm really delighted, I'm humbled, I'm ready to get on with the job. I know it's going to be really tough, but you know, this has been a long time coming and it does feel like a fresh start for the council. So we will be making some announcements over the coming weeks, because we don't want to make announcements that don't have, you know, full funding for them or are going to cause administrative issues for the council. But we've got to recognise, first of all, that the people in Bournemouth, Christchurch and Poole have really struggled with the whole identity of BCP. You know, they live in one of the towns and they really do feel the identity of the towns needs to be protected. So that's something that's at the core. We also are very keen to make sure that we really open the council up to scrutiny, to challenge, get people properly involved. But we also need to make sure that people feel valued. So we're looking to bring forward a residence card that will allow people to have benefits for being a resident over and above a tourist. There's often been a feeling that it's been all about the visitor. People live here 24/7, they need to have some benefit from that. So that will be a core priority for us. So we've come together using the independent groups, the main independent groups from the three separate towns of Poole, of Bournemouth and Christchurch. And the Liberal Democrat group has councillors across all three towns. So it is an acknowledgement that the three towns is what makes up BCP. People don't live in BCP. They live in, you know, a place that sits within the council of BCP. And I think that's got forgotten over the last few years. That's really, really important.